good day to be indigenous. Get up,
stand up. They are going to become more brutal.
Couldn't cut, he didn't cut a deep end.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Hey, welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake. We didn't hear the bumper music or anything here at the mother station, so we're not sure if we're on or what's going on. But
let's just pretend we're on. Let's do it.
Yep, you guys are good.
Yeah, we didn't hear the bumper music, Brett.
We'll get it next time for you, keeping you on your toes there.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I just, well, hey, this is Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade, and I'm here with Wendy Pilot, and also out on the stream yard here is Ogama. She's holding it down up in the deep north. So I want to get going, Wendy, because there's so much news going on. But, you know, this is Native Roots Radio, and we're a conduit for all things happening through Turtle Island and local news, national news. And we have some really cool national news and things happen up in the deep north or the occupied north.
This portion of the show is brought to you by the Twin Cities American Indian COVID-19 Hotline. Give them a call at 651-304-9986, Monday through Friday, from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. with your COVID-19 questions.
Wow, here we go. We're back in the show again. Pini Gigi Wendy. Hey, let's go to Ogama with the news. Welcome, Ogama.
Hey, thanks, Robert. Bonjour, everybody. I want to start with my favorite piece of news that I saw today. Or seen today, whatever is grammatically correct for that. Today, the U.S. Senate confirmed Representative Deb Haaland as Secretary of the Interior. So we officially have the first Native American to lead a cabinet agency. She was confirmed by a vote of 51-40, and this is basically going to give her a huge role in Biden's plans to fight climate change. She's also going to be overseeing policies that guide use of about 500 million acres of federal and tribal land, which is a fifth of the nation's surface. And she's going to also oversee the government's relationship with some of the 574 federally recognized tribal nations. So that is super extra exciting, and I just wanted to start there. How are you feeling about it, Robert, Wendy?
Huh, totally excited.
We're very excited, and it was a good place for you to start. Awesome.
Yeah.
So I always want to usually start with Stop Line 3 updates and events, so I'm going to go into that now. Tonight at 7, so that's going to be right after Native Roots Radio, is going to be the ABCs of Line 3, and that's brought to you by MN350. It is also going to be a regular event, so it's just a short one-hour Zoom session that covers the history and how the pipeline will impact land and water and climate, as well as Native communities. You can register at mn350.org to get the Zoom link for that one. I might actually go to that one after the show today because I think I need a little bit of an update myself. Tomorrow, Tuesday the 16th from 6 to 8 p.m. is Salsa at Sunset on Tuesdays for the Water to Stop Line 3, which is in Park Rapids, Minnesota, and brought to you by Honor the Earth. Again, as of March 2nd, they changed up the time. It's now 6 to 8. And I believe a couple of weeks ago, they had Mexican food there. And it seems like just a really good dance party from all the live videos I've seen. So that looks like a really fun event. On the 17th of March, the American Indian Center of Chicago is going to have another poetry night via Zoom. You can sign up with them through their Facebook page. It's going to be 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. Central Time. All are welcome to submit their own original work. Thursday at 2 is going to be Outdoor Prep for Action, brought to you by Camp McGizzy, Honor the Earth, and the Minnesota Unitarian Universalist Social Justice Alliance. And basically, it's going to be an event talking about how you can get involved and get prepared to help Stop Line 3, if that's what you want to do. Talking about community building skills and spiritual grounding needed to be a good relative. You can sign up for the webinar, which is going to be live streamed from Facebook, or you can join via Zoom. And you can register at Outdoor Prep for Action or check out Camp McGizzy or Honor the Earth's Facebook pages to find that event. Also on Thursday at 2 p.m. to 3:30 p.m., the Indigenous Environmental Network is going to be having the Rights of Nature and Land Back, Indigenous-led movements for the protection of Mother Earth, That is also an online Zoom event. And again, it runs from 2 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. on Thursday, March 18th. Check out Indigenous Environmental Network to sign up for that one. On Friday at 9 a.m. is going to be a virtual action, which is a phone bank to support the defendant's pledge. It's from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., actually. So that's brought to you by the Pipeline Legal Action Network. So water protectors across the movement to stop Line 3 are going to be calling on prosecutors and county governments to drop all charges against protesters, stop holding people in jail during a pandemic, and to release people without restrictive bail or conditions. It is an act of solidarity to do this, and you can, again, get involved in the phone bank. There will be more information coming via Pipeline Legal Action Network for who to call, what to say, and other ways to support the defendants. Also on Friday, March 19th, is going to be the Defund Line 3 campaign rally by Stop the Money Pipeline. And that one is at 12 p.m. And that one is going to involve frontline speakers and finding out how you can host a Defund Line 3 COVID safe event and get involved to help stop Line 3 by working on the defund actions. And then Friday at 11 a.m., if you are in the northern Minnesota area, the Sierra Club North Star Chapter, Honor the Earth, and MN350 are doing a Stop Line 3 caravan tour that's going to leave from the Quick Trip in Carlton, Minnesota. You can join up and find out the info you need to join that event via Sierra Club, Honor the Earth, or MN350. So those are kind of the big ones for this week, and I'm honestly still just reeling about Deb Hallen's confirmation and also, Jane Fonda was visiting the water protectors up in the Palisade camp and at an event they had today. Robert, do you have info on that?
It was up in Grand Rapids, I believe, and by one closer to Tara Hauska's camp. And they were right by the Mississippi River, and it looked like a lot of indigenous and press was up there. And we have clips from that that we nabbed from Indian Collective. And so we're excited to play that because they're just speaking the truth, and people need to hear all over Turtle Island what's going on up there, Wendy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. It's important. And, you know, I've always been a fan of Jane Fonda. I would have been happy to meet her and...
Still time tomorrow. She might be on the show tomorrow. Oh, I didn't. That was a teaser.
Well, we're going to hear a recording from her.
Yeah. It's almost like being on the show.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Following live feeds for that was really powerful. It's always great when you have a whole group of really strong women coming together to talk about these kinds of things. It's especially when you get people like Jane Fonda who are willing to lend their voice to a cause like this. It's always really important to have those.
Yeah, I noticed a couple people poo-hooing her because of the past Vietnam War, and Hanoi Joy, Jane was her nickname.
Sorry.
But again, we're who is for the Vietnam War, and also Muhammad Ali wasn't for the Vietnam War, and I think one of the people get upset because they felt like she disrespected the troops, and that was so long ago. But what I have to say is that we were watching filtered news back then. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if we wanted the man wanted you to think something, the man would make you think something. And so we have to be careful about these 1960s and early 70s, and especially now, though, too, news.
Yeah, the man tells us what to think now, too. So
that's right. So we have to be careful. And her heart's in a good place, and she speaks truth. And she's an icon. She's 83 years old and freezing up there in the occupied North with Winona and Tara and a bunch of water protectors up there.
Yeah, she's fighting for a good cause.
Yeah, definitely. So, go ahead, Ogama. Sorry.
I was going to say, on the note of them talking about Jane Fonda disrespecting the troops, you know, during the Vietnam War by being against the war, I think it's probably a lot more disrespectful considering we have how many unhoused former military members and, you know, we have to have things like the Wounded Warrior Project. Yeah. I think that's a lot more disrespectful than hoping those things didn't happen in the first place.
There you go.
There you go. Wait. Well, hey, up next, little experts. Did you say it right, Wendy? Or how do I say it? We have some clips of those guys up in the North speaking their truth, and we'll be right back with Winona LaDuke and Jane Fonda taped live. We'll be right back.
of vital information we would like to share with you. The Department of Indian Work St. Paul partnered with the Minnesota Department of Health to open the Twin Cities American Indian COVID-19 hotline. They provide information on testing sites, isolation space, vaccines, housing assistance, and food resources. If you or someone you know has questions about COVID-19 or has questions to determine if you should get tested, please call them at 651-304-9986. Again, the number is 651-304-9986. The Twin Cities American Indian COVID-19 hotline is open for calls Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m.
Call the Twin Cities American Indian COVID-19 hotline at 651-304-9986. That's 651-304-9986.
When you're trying to stay safe, you want the best protection possible. And when it comes to PPE, that means Lutema. Made in the USA with the highest quality materials, Lutema has mask sizes for all. Lutema masks pass ASTM Level 3 and NIOSH efficiency standards and come in a wide variety of colors and types, including M95i. Get your American-made face mask at Lutema.com. That's L-U-T-E-M-A.com. And get 40% off your first purchase single item with promo code RADIO at Lutema.com.
If you're hurting in your relationship or have been affected by sexual violence, you're not alone. Strongheart's Native Helpline can help you through these difficult and uncertain times. Strongheart's Helpline is a free 24/7 confidential domestic dating and sexual violence helpline for Native Americans. Help is available by calling 1-844-762-8483 or by clicking on the chat now icon on strongheartshelpline.org. This message is sponsored by the National Indigenous Women's Resource Center.
Hi, this is Representative Charisse Davids from Kansas. I'm Ho-Chunk, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
We are Alusa Nation.
Hey, welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Wakunjahare.
This portion of the show is brought to you by the Twin Cities American Indian COVID-19 Hotline. Call them at 651-304-9986, Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. with your COVID-19 questions.
Wow, smooth as glass.
One breath.
Wow. Hey, so a lot of historic things happening today, and I think locally, too, to have somebody is... And famous as Jane Fonda, going all over Turtle Island and speaking her truth. Why don't we take a listen to first Winona LaDuke and then Jane Fonda via Indian Collective. We'll be right back.
I'm going to just say a few words and, you know, again, grateful to you all for coming out here to our beautiful water in northern Minnesota, the place where we have water that you can still drink from a lake. That's worth fighting for. And we're really grateful that you have joined us. You know, this is the time, spring is here, time to get out and protect your water. So we're happy you've come, particularly here to northern Minnesota and to Hubbard County, where there are a lot of water crossings that should not happen by the Enbridge Company. So, you know, I just want to say a few things and then pass it to my other sisters here. But just to be clear about this, this is a violation not only of the Creator's law, that is happening by the Enbridge Corporation. This is the idea that a Canadian multinational should take our public lands and public waters to make a private benefit at the end of the tar sands era. This is a $9 billion pipeline. That's to say that every time we make more resistance, it costs more. This is the most expensive tar sands pipeline in history, and who the heck wants to be carrying that bag, right? The $9 billion pipeline at the end of the tar sands era. The companies are leaving. Their time is closing. And in the meantime, this company is ramping up, trying to get everything in before we get to court. You know, what we have seen nationally is that pipelines have been defeated in the court process because it makes no sense to add 50, the equivalent of 50 new coal-fired power plants, you know, to our air right now. None of this makes sense. But what we are counting on is our resistance. You know, we invited you here. All of you, and we are so grateful we have you have come because, you know, this is our responsibility as women. You know, I think about it. I'm a grandma. There's a lot of gray-haired ladies here, too. How many are grannies out here? That's it, man. And you know when the grannies roll out, you're in trouble, right? That's right. You know, they say that women get more radical with age. I don't know. But I know I put up with a lot during my life, huh? And it looks like it's time for some changes, right? And some of us got to take responsibility, because I got to say, it don't look like big, good responsibility is being taken. You know, so it's time for women to stand up and say, not only do we not want another tar sands pipeline, because that's like, it's just kind of like building, it's like the equivalent of the wall. It's an infrastructure project that causes human rights violations that is not necessary, right? It's a bad investment in infrastructure. What we want is a just transition. What we want is water for people, not for oil companies, right? What we want is water for places like Flint, Michigan, or maybe Rice Lake. On my reservation, the water, you know, our tribal communities don't have adequate infrastructure. This, you know, the country now has a C- in infrastructure. We used to have a D. We've moved up slightly. But let's make infrastructure for people. Let's put people to work doing good things. And let's just say here in the North Country, we don't want to be fighting over rocks and pipes for the rest of our lives, do we? Because that's exactly what we got looking if they got their same plan going. What we want is a just transition. We won't have to, like, we make solar thermal panels. My team is here. We make solar thermal panels on the White Earth Reservation. We got parts that come from, like, Germany. Why don't we make them in Duluth or Park Rapids? Right? You know, we sit here and we watch wind turbines and everything coming into the port of Duluth from Europe. Why don't we make that here? Let's make real jobs in northern Minnesota so that we aren't fighting over a right to destroy the planet. Nobody really wants that up here. What we want is good paying jobs, but what we really want is to be able to drink our water, eat some local food, and have an energy system that don't look like crazy people run it. You know, I mean, look at Texas. Man, now's our time. Now's the time. Our prophecies talk about this time. Talk about it as the time of the seventh fire, the time when we have a choice between two paths. One is well-worn and scorched, and the other is green. I see that green path, and you all do too. And it's going to take the surge of our people, the surge of this movement, which is growing. It's not only the arrests, but it's the presence. And you know, we all even got in a new president, didn't we? You know, that was more votes than any president got in history, right? That's because of us. Indian people did a lot of organizing, the rest of us did too, because we want change. And so we are here because we are demanding the change, and we're going to be part of it. We're saying, let's roll up our sleeves, Minnesota, and make a conflict-free future. You know, that's what I want. So I pass it to my sisters here, but we want not only no line three, you know, but we want to protect our water. I'm kind of tired of Offutt, too. I just got to mention that. Those guys got to move on, the industrial potato guys. But the basic thing, what we want is you know, no more tar sands pipelines, for sure, and a just transition. So thanks again. You know, take your place in history, my people. Take your place in history, because change is not made by, you know, fairies someplace else. It's made by people like us. Let's do it.
And I'm Jane Fonda, and I was invited here. It's important to know I was invited here by my friends, Ojibwe and Anishinaabe friends, Winona and Tara, to stand with them and try to call attention to what is being done by Enbridge. This is a crime to be bringing tar sands oil, the most dangerous, polluting, greenhouse gas producing oil that when it leaks, because it's so heavy, it sinks. It's very, very hard to clean up. This is just as bad as Keystone XL. To be bringing oil from Canada that will eventually go under 200 bodies of water, including the headwaters of the Mississippi, to be taken to the Gulf of Mexico and exported. Mm-hmm. We're allowing a foreign oil company to bring the most poisonous oil across this sacred land and across our country to be exported at a time when science is saying we are confronting an existential climate crisis. We have very little time. We have 10 years, the science says, to cut our fossil fuel emissions in half. We absolutely must keep warming at 1.5 degrees Celsius. If it goes beyond that, there will be a domino effect. We pass a tipping point beyond which we lose control of everything. So from a global climate crisis perspective, this is criminal. From a tribal justice, tribal rights point of view, this is criminal. We understand that the fossil fuel industry has unionized jobs, good family-supporting, career-building jobs, and that is important. And we all understand why the fossil fuel workers are very scared and hostile to the idea that we're calling for the phasing out of fossil fuels. But we want to also say that we are fighting and pressuring the Biden administration that as he closes these pipelines, he will create what's called a fair transition to make sure that the workers are immediately transitioned to union jobs. It's not their fault that we're facing a climate crisis. The oil that has to be kept in the ground is called stranded assets. We can't allow the workers to be stranded assets. We have to thank them for doing dangerous and dirty work that helped build the country, but now it's over. That time is over.
It's over.
But what is Enbridge doing besides damaging our globe and our tribal lands and the atmosphere? The state of Minnesota has asked them to create something called Public Safety Escrow Trust. Public Escrow Safety Trust. And put huge amounts of money in it. And the local police that should be here to protect you all, the citizens, protect your First Amendment rights, your rights to protest. They're being paid by Enbridge to arrest, to strip search, to put in cages, to expose to a pandemic, to fly militarized drones at 3 o'clock in the morning over people's houses, to stop people multiple times a day for no reason. Harassment. Illegal. And they're making a lot of money every time they do it. We were, my friends were stopped for some ridiculous, that's why I was late, some ridiculous thing, and then we were followed the entire way by a police car. I mean, come on. Personally, I was glad, because now I've had a little tiny glimpse of what local people who are standing up for their rights experience all the time.
Right.
It's not only a bad idea to have local police become a privatized army in the pay of a formal foreign oil company. It's illegal. Mm-hmm. And you better believe that the best constitutional rights lawyers in the country, one of whom is standing right over there, are gathering information to litigate, to stop this, to end it. There, my spirit animal. Anyway, thank you all. Thank you all for coming. Please help us in this fight to save the lands and the waters and the cultural core, the wild rice that is at the center of the culture of the indigenous people here. Besides, it's really good.
Wow, that was Jane Fonda, Wendy.
Awesome.
Yeah, and Winona LaDuke. Hey, we'll be right back after this short break. You're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake.
We are
Hey, Wendy, what are we doing for dinner after the show?
How about we go to J. Selby's on 169 Victoria Street in St. Paul? They have a delicious plant-based menu that's compassionate and environmentally sustainable.
I'm getting their spot-on vegan Big Mac, the dirty secret.
You can pick up and they deliver within a five-mile radius, or you can call them at 651-222-3263 or visit jselbys.com.
Well, you sold me one. Let's go order at J. Selby's tonight.
I'm hungry.
When you need legal assistance, let the Minnesota Lawyer and Referral Information Service help you find the right attorney. It's a new and enhanced program of the Hennepin and Ramsey County Bar Associations. They have professional, experienced referral counselors who can connect you to vetted attorneys practicing in employment, real estate, wills, taxes, and much more. Take the stress out of finding a lawyer. Call 612-752-6699 or go to mnlawyerreferral.org. The right call for the right lawyer.
Hey, Cudahy, to all my friends and relatives in four directions. This is Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake. I'm here to ask you for your support. Finding honest, Native-centered news is not easy. But with your support, we're able to provide accurate information about Standing Rock, Line 3, treaty violations, and COVID-19 in our Native communities. Please visit Native Roots Radio Network on Patreon and donate if you can. That's Native Roots Radio Network on Patreon. Pinigigi, and thank you for your support.
Right now, bees need a friend. You can be that friend while lightening your workload. Minnehaha Falls Landscaping can help you create happy places for bees and butterflies in your yard. We're reinventing lawns to be safe for pollinators with no-mow grass and blooming ground cover flowers that feed bees all season without any pesticides or synthetic fertilizers. Together, we can protect over 80 species of native bees in your yard. Visit MinnehahaFallsLandscape.com to get started. That's MinnehahaFallsLandscape.com.
Wake up with your favorite sexy liberal, me, Stephanie Miller, every weekday morning from 8 to 11 right here on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
Minnesota has the only original wolf population in the continental United States, and 80% of Minnesotans believe the wolf should be protected. Howling for Wolves is asking Minnesotans to respect our true wildlife manager, the wolf. Their survival is critical to our ecosystems, our communities, and even our economy. As highly intelligent animals with strong social bonds, Minnesota wolves deserve to be protected and admired. Learn more at howlingforwolves.org. Let's live and let howl.
Hey, Ogama, I've been hearing a lot about this term, climate justice. What is that?
Climate justice is recognizing that the negative impacts of climate change don't affect all people equally. It also means transitioning from a fossil fuel-based economy to a more sustainable future. MN350 is one of the groups that's pushing for this transition to protect our futures. You can even get involved, too.
That's great, especially since I'm concerned about pipeline projects like Line 3. How can I help MN350?
Just find them on Facebook or visit mn350.org.
With your AM 950 weather, I'm Brett Johnson. Look for about 1 to 2 inches of snow overnight with a low around 28. Tuesday cloudy with a high near 40. Wednesday mostly sunny with a high near 48. And Thursday sunny with a high around 53.
With tax day approaching, Moe's Tax Service in Highland Park and St. Paul can help with all your personal and business tax needs. And in addition to helping you with your taxes, they can also help with accounting and payroll services. Call 612-721-2026 or visit Moe'sTax.com. Moe's Tax Service, working for you, not the IRS.
This is Winona LaDuke of Honor the Earth, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio. I'm Awake.
We are Alusa Nation.
Hey, welcome back to Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Vikan Jahade.
This portion of the show is brought to you by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Hey, really interesting, Wendy. Wow.
Winona and Jane did a fantastic job, really. And what I want to say also about Jane, who people, you know, don't, you know, which something that she did, what, over 40 years ago. You know, I'm not the same person I was 40 years ago. You know, I'm different. I think that we're all on this earth to grow and to learn. There was this little meme I saw on Facebook once, and it was a little caterpillar and a butterfly, and they were sitting at a table looking at each other, and the caterpillar looked at the butterfly and said, "Wow, you've changed. I haven't seen you in a while." And the butterfly said, "Well, thank goodness." So we're all here to grow and to learn every day and to change. We're not here to stay the same. That would be really sad if we were here to be the same. What don't you think, Ogama?
Well, I agree.
I think that's a beautiful story here. I actually wanted to say, it looks like Dr. Anthony Stately's here to join us.
Right now. Yeah, well, let's just before we get him on here, I want to read this from one of our people that are listening to our show on StreamYard and on Facebook. As a veteran, a Vietnam veteran who realized too late how stupid the war was, I honor Jane Fonda for realizing early on that Vietnam was a terrible mistake. Over a million Vietnamese people, mostly civilians, were bombed to their death for nothing. It was an atrocity. I still honor veterans who meant well and counted on their leaders to make decisions about war. But there is no sense in pretending that this was not an honorable war and that Jane Fonda was unpatriotic for being ahead of her time. Mm-hmm. So I really appreciate that from
awesome.
From Gary that meant, that said that on our live stream yard mm-hmm. and Facebook.
Nice. I love it.
So speaking of love it, we have Dr. Stately on, and we are so excited that Dr. Stately is able to come on StreamYard with us and do his thing. And we have a better interface here, so you're going to look 100 times better and 1,000 times better than us, and then you can hear the music and everything. So,
and we're moving up in the world.
Yeah. Welcome, Dr. Stately.
This is high. You are on a high...
High-end
show.
Right.
Uh-oh, we can't hear you, though.
Are you muted by any chance, Dr. Stately? Because we can't hear you.
You can't?
Oh.
There we go.
Can you hear me now?
Yep.
Yes, awesome.
Oh, I just said that since I'm streaming in high def now, I should probably go to the beauty salon before I get on Monday.
Well, I still got to get you one of those. I got to get you one of those resist shirts so we all can wear the same shirt on the same day.
There you go. Yeah, that would be awesome, man. I'd love a resist shirt. Today I'm wearing a t-shirt for one of my favorite community partners that we partner with every year, Indigenous Lotus.
That's beautiful. Yeah. I love that. I like a sweatshirt of hers.
Yeah, you got a cool hoodie. It's a beautiful design.
Yep.
She does amazing work, and she's also she does this annual retreat. I think your listenership should know about this. She does this annual yoga and wellness retreat every fall out here in Prior Lake. I think last couple of years it was held out here at the in Prior Lake by where I live at the Mitawakan Sioux community, Shakopee Mitawakan Sioux community. And you know, it's an opportunity for everybody to take some time and do some wellness and some self-care and sort of take care of oneself. Find some space to take care of your heart and your mind and your spirit. And after this grueling year of COVID-19, who can't use that, right? So I encourage you all to check out her Facebook page. The link to register for that event is on her Facebook page.
And I bet you Ogama's going to find that and put it up there. There it is. And one of the fun things is we've had her on the show a few times, and her story about how yoga saved her life is a beautiful, beautiful story that we'll have to have her on again.
She has done some amazing things. I've watched this young woman over the last few years. I consider her to be a niece in, Ojibwe culture. She's always been generous with her time and her talent and her spirit with me. She has a brand new baby, a beautiful baby, who I still haven't been able to see because of COVID. And I every once in a while I see her online. I'm like, when do I get to see that baby? I want to hold that baby. Mm-hmm. That baby will be in college by the time I get to hold it, hopefully. Hopefully not that long. But I was going to say some great things in Indian country today. Deb Haaland got seated as the Secretary of the Interior. It's an amazing day to be Indigenous, right? Last week on Friday, we got the over the weekend we got the American Rescue Plan passed and certified, and $32 billion going into Indian country, the largest allocation to Indian country in like forever. Very well deserved, and I'm going to help us with some significant infrastructure development. So it's a good couple of days to be Indian for sure, right? But as far as I'm concerned, every day is a good day to be Indian.
That's right.
Indigenous.
That's right.
And then also we're finding out that we are going to, the governor and also the president has expanded, the ability for anybody 18 years old and above to get a COVID vaccination. And of course, NAC is going to pivot as quickly and rapidly as we can to sort of make sure that we can start to meet that demand as rapidly as we can. So more news on that. Hopefully next week we will start to do that. We got to make sure that we're doing our drawdown for our vaccine allocation to help do that. But, NAC, we're vaccinating people 3 days a week now, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday. And we're going to be doing our part to expand the open enrollment, the ability for folks 18 and above to get that vaccine. So
that's so exciting. I know Ogama's getting her second shot this week, and then Wendy and I are going to be getting our second shot next week.
Yeah, on the 25th. Nice. Awesome. Yeah, we're excited.
Did you all get the Moderna vaccine?
Yes, Moderna.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I got my second shot last Monday. You remember? I think I contacted you. I'm so sorry I wasn't able to be with you all last week. All of a sudden, I just felt so tired and, I kind of hit the wall on Tuesday. It was the worst, actually, the day after I got the shot. Kind of just hit the wall, and I had to go to bed for a good 24 hours.
Wow, you have a good immune system. Woohoo, good for you. I know when people have a bad reaction, you're like, woohoo, that's great, but it is good.
I do have a good immune system. I've been eating, res dirt for a really long time, most of my life. So there's all kinds of, nutrients and antibiotics and that. I'm joking.
I had to really think about that. Resner.
Yeah. My sister's got a really good one, too. I used to force feed her mud pies when she was a little girl.
She's got a high immune system, too. Well, that's awesome.
Wow. Just a joke. So Don't actually do that to your children.
No. Well, we're really excited. There's things that we have to be aware of and, different strains and things like that. But we got to get our first shot and get somewhat.
We have to get vaccinated. And then we have to keep wearing masks and we have to keep social distancing.
Keep wearing masks. Got to keep socially distancing. You don't really no one's got walking around with this emblem on their head or tattoos saying I got vaccinated. Some people are, but you don't really know if people have, and you also are not out of the woods technically, right? You're completely 100 or even not even 100%. You're 94% effective after you get your 2 weeks after you get your second shot if you're Pfizer or Moderna. So just trying to remind people to sort of, use caution, be thoughtful about the fact that we still don't know scientifically if you can kind of pick up the virus and transmit it, even though you don't necessarily get sick yourself, right? And just be thoughtful about that until everybody in your family and your community can get that vaccine. You got to practice some good, think about being a good relative. What would you want to do for anybody who you love and who's meaningful in your life and treat everybody like a good relative? I feel good. We're starting to turn a corner here. There are some concerns about that variant. There's right over here. I just talked to my children about this. They play hockey, and over here in Chaska, in Carver County, there's a nice little outbreak, very large one. Actually, 128 people, I think, in the last couple of weeks have tested positive. Significant portion of those with that B2 variant from England, and I get very anxious as a parent of children who play youth sports. So talk to your children, explain to them, help them understand why it's important to wear a mask, where to if they can manage it, and try to be really thoughtful about keeping social distance and practicing good safe practices to protect your family and your community, right?
Right.
And, absolutely.
All Indigenous people, we're related to everybody. We have a responsibility to protect everybody, not just the people in our family and our community.
Absolutely. And even though we do have the variants, and some variances may show more transmissibility, those masks work, and so does the social distancing. So you know, we can keep the variants at bay if we continue to wear our masks and continue to social distance.
Yeah, and there's increasing evidence that the vaccine has is going to be fairly effective, if not very effective, against the variants. I believe Moderna and Pfizer are both working on looking at whether or not they need to, I hate to use the word tweak, but adjust their vaccine and to try and make sure that they might need a booster or something. They're going to develop that soon, I think.
Mm-hmm. Well, Dr. Stately, thank you so much for being on and really setting us straight what's happening on Turtle Island and all these good words. And it is a good day to be Native and Indian and however you want to call yourself. I call myself Ho-Chunk and Indian all at the same time. Pini Gigi, Dr. Stately, for being on.
Miigwech, Chi-Miigwech, I'm always happy to be here. I love the new platform. Now I'll know how to get on next week.
Right on. All right. Hey, you're listening to Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake, and that was Dr. Stately.
All right.
We'll be right back after this short break.
When we heal from our traumas,
when we face our fears,
let go of our addictions,
when we relearn our values,
when we live our teachings,
respecting our elders,
cherishing and honoring our children,
when we honor and take care of our spirit,
there will be no room left for sexual violence.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
We have vital information we would like to share with you. The Department of Indian Work St. Paul partnered with the Minnesota Department of Health to open the Twin Cities American Indian COVID-19 hotline. They provide information on testing sites, isolation space, vaccines, housing assistance, and food resources. If you or someone you know has questions about COVID-19 or has questions to determine if you should get tested, please call them at 651-304-9986. Again, the number is 651-304-9986. The Twin Cities American Indian COVID-19 hotline is open for calls Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m.
Call the Twin Cities American Indian COVID-19 hotline at 651-304-9986. That's 651-304-9986.
Hey, Ogama, I've been hearing a lot about this term, climate justice. What is that?
Climate justice is recognizing that the negative impacts of climate change don't affect all people equally. It also means transitioning from a fossil fuel-based economy to a more sustainable future. MN350 is one of the groups that's pushing for this transition to protect our futures. You can even get involved, too.
That's great, especially since I'm concerned about pipeline projects like Line 3. How can I help MN350?
Just find them on Facebook or visit mn350.org.
Hey, welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
Howl! Oh, we should have brought Dr. Stately back on for that howl, but he'll know next week. Hey,
there he is. We always howl at that portion there.
All right.
Pretty good at howling next week.
All right. Yeah. We'll. Jeez. Hey. So, one of the things that we'd really like to do is, Wendy's got a couple updates, but I'm wondering if we should but if you'd like us to play Tara Hauska, she had some nice words about today too, Wendy.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's do it.
Hey, why don't we do that, Brett? If you're ready to play Tara Hauska.
How's everyone doing first? How is the bear doing? All right, bonjour again, Guinewa, Jabouekwe, Indigenous Cosmic, Kwan, Dudame, Gorchiching, and Dinchba. My name is Tara Hauska, Bear Clan from Kuchiching First Nation, founder of GNU Collective and one of their resistance camps. It's right over here next to Park Rapids, Minnesota. I've been at this place many, many times. There have been human beings, young people, actually crawling into these pipes that are just past this tree line over here, risking their bodies, risking their freedom, doing everything they can to have a future. That's what this fight is really about. We're literally fighting for our future. We're fighting against destruction, but we're also showing that we're brave enough to take a stand, a real stand, with Mother Earth. It is beautiful to come to these places and pray. Like she said about the distraction piece, I'm going to think about that for a long time, about the distractions of human beings and what we do to each other and to ourselves as we're disconnected from the sacred that's all around us and in us all of the time. We are the sacred, right? We're sacred too. So we're sitting here listening and sharing space with our friends that are willing to take a stand with us. And it is deeply, I'm deeply honored for you to be sitting here with us and for all of you to come here again and again and to find that bravery, because we are not going to solve climate crisis comfortably. We are not going to just solar panel and wind turbine our way out of it. That is not possible. We don't just solve it by replacing it with a different kind of energy. We have to fundamentally change the way we are connected to the earth. Yes. We have to fundamentally change our relationship to the earth and to each other. It breaks my heart to be born and raised in Minnesota and to know that this place is known for the murder of George Floyd, that this place is now going to be known for building one of the largest tar sands infrastructure projects in North America in the face of climate crisis. That is not a good legacy to have. But we also have all these uprisings, right, that have been happening, this beautiful resistance of people who are willing to take a stand, who are saying no more. No more black and brown bodies murdered. No more sacrifice zones of people. Our lives do matter. We all matter. Just because it's not going through Edina or the suburbs doesn't mean that it doesn't matter. Our wild rice matters. We've been here since before Minnesota, since before the United States. We deserve to have a future, and our children deserve to have a future. And we have to stand. For any of you that have not come and stood on the front lines, please come and take a stand. Our young people have, what, 3, 4, 5 charges apiece? We're all facing different, like, court systems that are hell-bent on deterring us from trying to stop this thing and bring it to the Biden administration. We had that call today, just this morning. They are listening to us. The Biden administration is hearing us, but we need more and more folks to actually do these things that make them listen, because they're not going to listen on their own. They're not going to listen out of the goodness of their hearts. They're going to listen because of people that are brave. So please be brave, be bold, and be gwetch for coming again. Appreciate all of you.
Wow, Wendy.
Tara's awesome. Always good words. You know, the bear in the background, I could hear the bear, the fake bear. Of course, it's a fake bear, but that just gives me a good segue here. And I know that what I want to talk about is animal issues all over the United States. And I have an action that I'd like people to take who live in Nevada. So if you live in Nevada, you have family that lives in Nevada, we need to stop and end Nevada bear hounding. And what that means is that trophy hunters are going out there in Nevada and they're hunting with their dogs. They take their dogs off the leash. And all these dogs, what they do is they chase the bear down and corner it, bite at it and corner it so that the trophy hunter can come and shoot it. So on our Facebook page, Native Roots Radio Facebook page, I put the action in, and all you have to do is put your first name, last name, your zip code. You have to live in Nevada to fill this out, and your email. And that's your message will say, I oppose, hounding in Nevada and that this should stop. And it'll automatically go to your elected officials. The zip code will let the piece go to your particular House representative and your House Senate. So go to Native Roots Radio Facebook page, and you'll have to scroll down a little bit. We have quite a few posts. I think it's like the 6-1 down, but go ahead and do that. And then tomorrow I'll be telling you or asking you about another action that we need to do, calling Governor Walz to oppose the it's called the Pet Store Humane Pet Store Bill. So tomorrow we have a whole bunch of people calling Governor Walz tomorrow about that. So I know that these emails and these calls really do make a difference. And
just like Tara was saying.
Yeah. And these changes that come really, whoever has the biggest voice. And unfortunately right now, I think Enbridge has more voices and more money. And they may not have more voices, but the voices are being heard by Governor Walz, and he's okaying this pipeline. So,
yeah. Hey, Wendy, I want to just give a shout out to Indigenous Environmental Network. That's where I lifted the audio from today's live event.
Oh, yeah, definitely. They're awesome.
Yeah. And so, really, what a great show. Nice to be on StreamYard here again. And Dr. Stately is right on. And Ogama with the news and updates. It's just awesome to do the show with all three of you.
Thanks. Yeah, we enjoy it. I know I enjoy it, so I know Ogama does too. I think Dr. Stately likes coming on too every week on every Monday, so he always gives us really good information and updated information about COVID and what's going on health-wise for our Native Americans for everybody.
And I think too, I mean, we're going to be dealing COVID for a long time, but I even think with just what he does and what all our relatives suffer for a lot of things, and we have high suicide rate, all these things are still going to be there after COVID.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
That we really, really need to talk about.
So if you're 18 and over, just sign up on any list and every list that you possibly can, and you will get called when it's your turn and get your vaccine.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm going to get my music here or if I'm just going to read the last part here. Wendy.
Yeah, we need Brett to bring up some bumper music.
Yeah, some beautiful music for the background.
It gives a good ambiance.
Hey, I would like to end with these thoughts. If you're listening to the show, you are part of the resistance. We're all on trial. The ground on which we stand on is sacred ground. It is the blood of our ancestors. We need to divest, resist, join a group, run for office. You've been listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and we're still here. We're the seventh generation.